Hey, everybody, welcome to Matt Men, your source for all things professional wrestling. I'm Andrew Zarin. I'm joined by Rapper's Delight, Rich Tambolian.
Oh, I wish I remembered how Rapper's Delight started, and I would have gone into it immediately.
You couldn't remember.
No.
A hip, hop.
Oh,
a hip,
shit.
Did a hip, isn't that it?
That's the one, and it just keeps going. He just keeps saying hip over and over again.
That's it, just hip.
Yeah.
Hip, my hip, ow, my hip.
This show is all about professional wrestling and everything else that we decide to talk about. I have consumed so much X-Men content over the last month. I have bought so many comic books. Did you watch that last episode, Rich?
Oh, my God.
How good. You know, can I just complain about X-Men and get it over with?
Complain or praise it?
I'm going to complain.
Why?
Okay? I have one complaint.
Okay.
This season ran through so much so fast.
They did. Yeah.
Right? Like, the Bastion stuff could have been a full season.
Sure.
The Magneto, like this whole storyline, Fatal Attraction,
right?
That could have been its own thing. Them becoming that super shredder is going to be a thing. Onslaught could be its own thing, right? Apocalypse could be its own thing. The whole Sinister stuff could have been a half a season. I feel like they weren't sure how much they're going to be able to get in, so they did everything.
Well, I think they weren't sure if they were going to get renewed.
They're renewed, so though, right?
Yeah. For three seasons, I think. So I think it's interesting where they were just like, we're going to jam everything into here, and that's how it's going to be, and that's it. And it's awesome.
It's awesome. That's the only complaint I have. Just like, why'd you send Wolverine, the Metal Man, to go fight this guy?
Well, he didn't know better.
He's an idiot. Mm-hmm. 400 years old. He doesn't know this man has, he has the power of magnetism.
Didn't know any better. Sucks.
And you know what? After that hit, you would have thought Magneto would have been dead. Right?
How much does he weigh now? Like a normal person. I think with the adamantium, he's supposed to weigh like 350 pounds.
Yeah.
Or 400 pounds or whatever. Now just a regular guy. Like a 5'3 guy.
Yeah. 5'3, 160 pounds.
Yeah.
Why didn't Magnus die?
You know, the argument for that is that he can control the iron in his blood.
So he doesn't bleed out.
Right.
Oh,
they did.
Man.
They did a recent story. Sorry, guys.
I'm so sorry.
They did a recent story where Magneto gets a cannon through the heart. Like he gets blasted through the chest, and you're like, "Yo, he's dead." And the last page, he gets up, and he's like pumping his own blood through his body.
But that's when he dies, and then he dies.
He dies.
Yeah. That's. I just watched that video. That guy, Comic Books Explained.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I've never watched him. I usually watch the rock stars.
He has a certain tempo that works for me. I like how he does it because it's like, he's like, oh yeah, and also, so I can follow
him. Nice and quick.
Yeah, it's nice and quick. All right, that's my X-Men.
That's your X-Men, right?
Yeah. All
right.
Yeah. Let's talk about professional wrestling here.
Yes.
It is my birthday week.
Happy birthday weekend. Yeah.
The Vortex has
I know, it's the best.
Guys,
if you don't know this, ever since Andrew, probably like your entire adult life.
Before that.
Before, like in utero.
I want to say that my sixth birthday was eye-opening to me.
For Andrew's entire adult life, I would say, this guy has gone down like some kind of, I can't explain it, some like dark hole when it's birthday season. Every year he turns into like, I don't want to say you get grumpy, but you get very like morose.
I do get morose.
You get very like, why is this happening?
Yeah.
Like it's like a rainy day for you that doesn't stop.
Yeah, because I can't control this. I can't control getting old.
You can't control it. Your 30th was great.
Dude, my 30th was a blast. That's actually one of the only ones that I want to say. But I did get annoyed at that the Guyanese lady that was there.
Oh, I don't remember.
And I told Jess, you got to have her shoe away.
I don't remember her.
She invited one of her friends, and she was very drunk and very annoying. And she kept talking to me about Guyana.
Was that before
and
I showed up?
And she kept holding my hand and trying to evaluate me.
Was that before I showed up?
You were there.
Or was it after?
No, you were there.
In the press backyard, right?
In the press backyard.
Yeah. That was a great time.
Yeah.
That was a great time. Your 40th is going to be great.
I'm turning 40 on Monday.
It's going to be great. Look how much effort it took you to say that.
Because you know what it is? Like,
who gives a shit?
Your 30s are your 30s. Like, I remember, like, 40, ugh.
No.
Now I'm an out of it. I'm going to become an out of it very quickly.
You're not going to be an out of it. You're already, you know what? You're already out of it. I'm turning 43 this year. I think my 40s have been pretty fantastic. I've had a lot of fun in my 40s. You know why? Because you start really not giving a shit.
in your 40s.
Oh yeah, you really start not giving a shit, you know.
It's
punch people in the street.
I know, man. My wife wanted to have a party today for me. Everybody. I know that she was planning a party, and she contacted everybody, and I demanded not to see anybody this week.
I did get that text.
Yeah, and I said, listen, and here's my compromise. Next Saturday, because we had a busy week.
Yes.
We had a busy weekend. It was my daughter's communion. Mm-hmm. We all came back here. It got nutty. People didn't want to leave. I put myself to bed at 9:30, and then I started berating, texting people, time to go home.
Were you?
Yeah. It's time to leave.
I clocked out. I got home at like 9:28. I remember that.
I'm now in bed. Mm-hmm. You should be as well. Call your Uber.
Not get home at 9:28.
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, I did.
How? Because we didn't leave till like 10.
No. I got home at 9:28.
I don't believe you. We left at 10, bro.
No, you didn't. We didn't leave at 10.
You left at 10?
No, we didn't leave at 10. You left earlier than I did.
It was 10.
You got home at 10 because you live in Jersey.
I was in a weird fucking universe all weekend.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, yeah.
You went nuts. I think being at Leonard's effed you up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's go into wrestling.
Let's talk about wrestling.
Enough of the pressings.
Happy early birthday.
Thank you. Jerry Lawler announces announcer. Jerry Lawler's announcer contract. Jerry Lawler's contract. What other kind of contract would Jerry Lawler have, MG?
Legends. Legends contract.
Okay. His contract has expired. His announcer contract has expired with WWE. Mm-hmm. You know, this is interesting because Jim Ross tweeted that he does not think that the last they've recorded their last announcing job together. So I'm curious. Okay. It would be interesting if they bring in Jerry Lawler for one puppy off.
Yeah, I don't know.
You think they would do that?
I don't know about that.
You think he would
I think if they did something fun where they had actual puppies.
Yeah, do like something
they,
like
they
that.
They tease
yeah.
you. They tease you with the diva, not the divas. They tease you with the women's roster, but then actual puppies show up, and he
and
freaks
then he
out.
Just starts going puppies. That's great. I love it. That would be tasteful.
That would yeah exactly.
I would love to see though. I really would love to see
this guy yelling about boobs all day every day.
That's all he does, dude.
This guy was like the stone. Well, to equate it, this guy was like the Stone Cold Steve Austin of Memphis wrestling. This guy was like the baddest dude on the planet, right? Everybody always like tells us who grew up in the South, who watch our show, that Jerry Lawler was like
the king
man.
Of Memphis.
And then 20 plus years later, this guy's like dressed like Michael Jackson and freaking out about puppies.
Yeah, why'd he go nuts like that? Why'd he become so freaking horny?
Dressed like the Admiral, like Michael Jackson, and just like freaking out.
Do you know, I will tell you though, if Jess got me one thing that I would appreciate for my birthday is that freaking
that outfit,
that Gaddafi outfit, oh. The admiral, like the dictator outfit. Yeah. That's what I want. I want the epaulets,
sequins and epaulets.
I want
babe.
The sequins. I want the tassels on my shoulders. So I mean, is it possible? I saw people going after JR for that tweet, and they're like, I don't want to see that ever again. I'm like, why? Yeah. Let them do one more.
Yeah,
have them do one match.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'm curious to see what they would be unrestricted.
What would be your dream match for them to do? Kenny Omega Okada?
Oh, no. It has to be something simple. It has to be like, I don't care what it is. It could be just like a Billy Gunn.
It's got
random to... Billy Gunn match.
Okay.
Like, make it familiar to them.
Well, it's got to be somebody that JR is horny for. So automatically, I'm thinking Mox versus somebody.
Yeah, but remember, you want JR, Jerry Lawler to do all of his like one-liners. One-liners.
What are his one-liners?
We said JR! Better catch that check before it bounces. You know?
Has he said that?
I don't know. I'm sure.
I got to go back and look at those old Jerry Lawler color commentaries.
McMahon, your toupee. That was always great. Do you know my toupee joke comes from that?
Oh, really?
Yeah, it comes from everybody constantly telling Vince that he was wearing a toupee.
Oh, boy.
It was who did it? He did it and Heenan did it, right?
I think Heenan. I remember Heenan doing it.
Yeah, fantastic stuff.
I got. I pulled up his 25 best one-liners. You want to hear a few?
What's yeah? Give me a couple.
You gotta do the voice though.
I can't do the voice. I'm too out of it. But I'll read this one. This one. All right. Helen Hart is the only person I know with an autographed copy of the Bible.
That's really fucked up and hysterical.
That's effed up. Yeah. Do you think he had carte blanche with that stuff? As long as he didn't curse.
I think Vince loved when he made fun of people.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's all the thoughts that Vince had.
You never really know a woman until you meet her in court.
You never what?
You never really know a woman until you meet her.
Until you meet her. Oh, that's a good one, too. Okay. Yeah, he foreshadowed his entire 20-year history. Unbelievable.
This one's terrible. I'm not embarrassed to be seen with younger women except when I drop them off at school.
Ooh. Yeah, well, you know what? That is pretty true.
Ooh,
damn. And that came after a very serious accusation that he had. That turned out not to be true, but, you know.
Self-deprecating.
Do you know what's crazy? Yeah. And this is something, and well, I swear, you know what? I'm not promising. It's my birthday. We may not talk about any wrestling today.
Oh, shit.
Okay? it's going nuts. Why was that a thing?
What?
Like the young girl thing. I feel like it was, listen, I have to tell you, I never got it. I always found it weird, right? But like, even like music, so much about like underage Lolitas.
I think we were the cross generation where it stopped becoming okay for like, cause I like
in the 80s.
Like in the 80s, cause a lot of movies and a lot of songs and a lot of just like the culture was like, it was not okay for an older guy to date a 16-year-old, but it was like it was a weird like transition, you know, where I feel like that was a thing up until like the 80s, and then we were the generation that was like, that's kind of gross, you know, like that's a gross thing for you to do.
I remember it was just older guys horny for like teenagers constantly.
Yeah.
Music was all about it, TV was all about it, movies were all about it. Great example, Married with Children.
Yeah.
Okay. Kelly Bundy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The whole premise.
In high school, yeah.
In high
school.
She would come out.
Right.
And they would, like, the crowd would just turn feral.
Right. People go nuts.
Music.
Yeah.
They would write songs about underage girls.
Yeah. It's really nuts.
Really weird.
Well, obviously, I'm glad it stopped.
But
I do remember being, like, in... Like, even in the 90s, in, like, high school, and being like, yo, that girl we like has a 25-year-old boyfriend, you know? And it was just, like, bizarre.
I will tell you, when I was in middle school, okay, this is a true story. Mm-hmm. I'm going to omit all names, okay?
Okay.
Okay? I had to mute it.
So,
yeah.
Okay.
My age. When we were in seventh grade... Grown men would come to meet her.
Oof.
In like,
no,
and like pick her up. Like 23-year-old dudes would pick this girl up. That's at 14.
Wild. That's wild,
right?
That's wild.
Like, okay, 23, 14. You know, like
that's
it's still
that's
it's
not okay.
Still, no, it's still rough.
Yeah.
But what was nuts is when the dads would show up to pick up the kids, and they would see her, and they would be openly. Like, talking sexually with her.
Yeah, it's not okay.
And I was like, listen, I'm 14 years old. I'm a dope too. But right. I was like, yeah, this is weird.
Because you get that, you got that internal feeling of like we had that crossover where we were like, oh, this is not what we're conditioned for.
Yeah.
This is really gnarly.
It was just bizarre. You know, that was his whole thing. We're still on the first story here, 20 minutes in.
Yeah.
Great. I don't care. This is a free-for-all.
We're going to go nuts today, guys.
WWE announces deal to keep Raw on USA through the end of 2024. This really comes like... they got this for like a steal of a deal, right? It was like $25 million they're paying.
Yeah.
To get it. Smart way. I said they were staying on USA. I was essentially told they were going to stay on USA, but nothing was set in stone, so nobody wanted to kind of say it. Good for them. Because I think if they moved to Peacock or they went to somewhere else, it would have been a disaster to stop and go and stop and go. So they're just doing one.
I'm sorry. I'm so grossed out by the previous conversation.
Oh, about the dads?
Yeah.
And I'll tell you whose dads it was.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I don't want to know.
Yeah.
I don't want to know. I don't want to know. Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead. USA.
They're staying on USA. So.
Great.
Good. It makes sense.
Yeah.
They really, I don't know how they negotiated this deal. I'm curious why, but it's a way that, essentially what happened, the way that Netflix does their deals, everything expires in December.
Okay.
So then, you know, they negotiate for January or whatever it is. So that was a little bit of an issue for them. Well, but they're staying.
But, you know, like SmackDown is the SmackDown's moving back to USA earlier than expected.
Earlier. Yeah. They're moving in September.
On September, making it seem like Fox didn't get an ROI.
I think Fox wanted them gone at this point.
Yeah. They were just like, this ain't happening.
Listen, it was a loss leader for them, right? That was the whole purpose. However, what followed them in most markets? The news.
Right.
So, and ads for the news are not that high.
I don't want to watch that.
Like, news. If you had, like, great example, right? Thursday Night Football, right? Thursday Night Football, or Sunday. Sunday Night Football.
Yeah.
You have Sunday Night Football. Game ends. You have something to go on to make up the money.
Yeah.
Because you know that you're going in with a huge audience and you're going to sell the ads on the other show as well. So you kind of look at it that way. You can't bundle the news.
Right.
Since it's syndication.
Right.
Since every news is, each station is selling their own news. It's local programming.
I wonder if there's anybody out there that DVRs the news.
And watches it still? Yeah. I mean, that's how people used to watch it.
Just like VCR, set your VCR.
Yeah, set your VCR for the news. Yeah. That's why they had it at 10 and 6, you know.
When I was a kid, my favorite was Pix 11.
That's like the local news.
Yeah.
That's like very local.
That's what I like. Yeah.
Very local. SmackDown is moving to USA September 13th. What else do we have?
Ring announcer Alicia Taylor called up to SmackDown. Very cool.
From NXT.
From NXT. Yeah. UFC's Derek Lewis says he's in talks with WWE. He's the guy who took his pants off.
He goes, I got kicked in the dick, right?
Because his balls were hot.
And then isn't that the one that said Trump called him and told him to beat the crap out of that Russian?
Oh, I don't remember that.
Right? Wasn't that Derek Lewis?
I can't remember if it was him.
I have two people that watch MMA and nobody could. I think it was Derek Lewis.
Cadillac Carson says, two good comments here from Cadillac Carson. If they did commentate referring to Jerry Lawler and Jim Ross, it should be Mox Jericho.
You know what? That would be a great match for them to call.
Yeah.
And call it like it's 1998.
Call it like it's 1998. Yeah, that would be awesome. Yeah.
Answer your question, Andrew. Yes, he was the
one. It was Derek Lewis, yeah.
Said that. He said, USA up in this hoe.
Yeah, great. Great job.
Second comment from Cadillac. The only time I DVR the news was because it was the Today Show and a band that I liked was playing.
That's not... What band was playing on the Today Show that you wanted to see? Have you ever had a band play on the Today Show? You're like, I really want to DVR this.
I can't think of any. I also don't get up that early sometimes. That's a long show, too. Like, that show is like...
Starts at 4 in the morning and goes on until about 4 in the afternoon.
12-hour show. Let's see what else we got here. Bobby Lashley's pulled from WWE King of the Ring due to an injury.
Yep.
I wonder what happened.
And Gable Steveson was released by WWE last week. He did not work well.
I my theory was always that they hired him to fire him.
No, they hired him because they thought he was going to be this like savant.
Yeah.
And he just, his brother's better than him for sure.
Oh,
in NXT. Some people said he was difficult. I saw a report. I have no idea about that. But he's already had an offer from the NFL.
Very cool. All right.
Well, let's see.
Sure.
I don't know. Does he play football?
Young guy.
He's a wrestler. Does not. Why isn't he going to MMA?
He doesn't want to be punched in the face.
Yeah. He also could make the jump to MMA, it says here. Yeah. And also, Iron Claw premieres on Max today.
I haven't seen it yet.
You haven't seen it?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you going to watch it today?
Not today, but this weekend for sure.
I want to get your opinion on it.
Sure.
I liked it.
I'm sure it's a great movie, like, but I already know going into it, I'm going to get depressed.
Yeah.
Right?
You know, the beginning is not that depressing.
The end, I'm assuming, is very depressing.
The end, it gets very depressing. Very, very depressing.
I know what happened to those guys.
It's very sad. Yeah. We met somebody at my daughter's communion. My wife's mother's best friend, and she's like, you guys do that wrestling thing, right? I'm like, yeah. She goes, I haven't loved Kerry. I love those boys. I would go and see them at the Sportatorium all the time, and she knew everything about them. She knew everything about World Class.
Yeah.
Gino Hernandez. She went down the freaking list, and then you said, hey, what do you think of the Freebirds? And she goes, I love them. And you said, which one? And what did she say?
She was like, Mike. She put her hand on her heart and went, Michael.
Michael.
Michael,
isn't
of course.
That the best?
It's really
she
nuts.
Got into the dance around the room.
Yeah, she like, started doing. She started doing a Freebirds dance.
I sometimes corner my wife and I'm like, "What do you think about this guy from the 70s? About like of musicians and wrestlers?" And she'll be like, "Oh, that guy's gross." And I'm like, "You know how many women? This is like a generational thing.
Would throw themselves.
Oh, women would throw themselves. Like handsome Jimmy Garvin.
He wasn't so handsome.
Not that handsome.
Michael Hayes, not that handsome.
Ladies love these guys, man. Great. It was a different age.
Different age. They were stars. That's why. They had something. There was a lot of hoopla.
So women didn't like pretty boys either at that point.
No.
If you were a pretty boy, there was something wrong with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody would like me.
Do we have to go? I never considered you a pretty boy.
No? No. Good for you.
Pretty man.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Gotcha. Do we have to go into all the King of the Ring brackets? It's a lot of names.
We could do it. Also, cold thoughts on Backlash.
Loved it.
Great.
Top to bottom.
Two and a half hours, right? Almost under three. 250.
Loved it. Loved it. Top to bottom. The crowd was hot. I think they should do more shows in France. That crowd was unbelievable. And plus you had I could not understand a lot of chants that were happening. At one point, I thought I heard cell phone pizza.
I heard cell phone pizza as well, yeah.
At one point, I thought I heard put it away.
Put it away.
Yeah.
Put
it away. Yeah. Like, I'm like, I don't know what these people said. It was really cool. I watched a bunch of it back. That Cody match was like unbelievable. I think I watched it like three times.
I thought it was good. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a really good show. Fun show. A lot of fun. King of the Ring brackets, the Raw side, quarterfinal matches for Monday. Dragunov. How did you spell his name? Dragunov. Ilya Dragunov.
Ilya Dragunov.
Ilya Dragunov.
Cut off the V. There.
Oh, there you go. There you
versus
go.
Jey Uso, King of the Ring qualifier also. Gunther versus either Kofi Kingston or Rey Mysterio. Women's Lyra Valkyrie versus Zoe Stark and Io Sky versus either Shayna Baszler or Zelina Vega. SmackDown first round matches start tonight. AJ Styles versus Randy Orton. Big match. Yeah. Baron Corbin, Carmelo Hayes.
Yeah.
LA Knight, Santos Escobar, and Bobby Lashley versus Tama Tonga. But Lashley's out.
So who's going to go against Tama Tonga now?
It's one of the Street Profits. I forgot to update this.
Montez? Montez or Dawkins?
No, it's Dawkins.
Okay.
Great. Yeah. Two title matches have been set for King and Queen of the Ring, and this is happening in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
Becky Lynch defends against Liv Morgan. I think Liv should win this title.
I agree.
Great job at like the foreshadowing with like the purple bandana with her and all that stuff.
The love triangle.
Love it. Love it. You know triple why?
Because people from Jersey do everything great.
Oh, here we go. Damn. Again with that Jersey bias.
It's floating head. I'm not gonna believe what this
Yeah, don't
head.
Believe the floating head. Look at this guy. Hold
yeah.
on.
You look great. You look so good in that do-rag.
It's not a do-rag, it's just a do-rag.
Look at him with his do-rag.
How you doing? He's a pretty boy.
Thank you.
Are you hungover? Did you get effed up last night?
No, I am. I'm on cloud 40, and then I didn't get that thing that I was telling you about. So I'm sad boy today.
Oh, sorry to hear that, man.
Yeah.
All right. You should get drunk today.
Maybe it is my Saturday.
It is his Saturday. Yeah. We also have the King of the Ring finals and the Queen of the Ring finals. Triple threat match for the IC title. Sami Zayn defends against Bronson Reed and Chad Gable.
Very cool.
All right. I want to talk about AEW a little bit here.
Let's do it.
What did you think of Wednesday's show?
I enjoyed it. But again, it depends on how you watch it, right? I liked it. I had the sound off most of the time just to watch the matches.
Yeah.
And that was pretty much it. I mean, like, there were highs and lows, right? How did you feel?
It was fine.
Okay.
It was fine.
You want more than fine.
I want more than fine. They shouldn't be fine. I do think... listen, I understand. They're telling stories now.
Right.
A lot of talking on the show, which is not very AEW-like, right? This was more... I don't know. I'm reserving my thoughts. I want to see this continue and see where it goes. But I thought it was a little too much talking.
Okay.
Everything has a story, which is fine.
Yep.
Orange Cassidy defeated Trent Barreta, but the story here is that Trent is being recruited by Don Callis.
Cool.
Okay, cool. I could get behind that. The best friends, inner fighting, whatever. I could get behind that, right? Serena Deeb comes out, calls out Toni Storm, okay? Who's the heel and who's the face here?
That's a good question. I think they're both tweeners. I feel like Serena Deeb's the face here.
I mean...
I like Serena Deeb a lot. I think, you know, like, I kind of feel like she might take that belt from her.
I think it has to be Mariah May.
You think so?
Yeah, at all in. I think they got to do with that. Because Mariah, I got to tell you, she's very impressive.
I'm holding out for Jamie Hayter at Wembley to take that belt. Because she's probably set for a return soon. And that would be a bonkers match.
Jamie would be great too.
Right?
Yeah, I would love Jamie to get that. But we don't know what she's going to walk in as. You know, we don't know if she's going to be as hot. I do want to say one thing. We said something on Beyond the Bell that got picked up as like fact.
Right, clarify that, please.
Okay. I have to clarify it, which I hate doing, but it was somebody tweeted us. I'm going to read this.
Mm-hmm. It was a little bit out of context. That's what we're saying.
You know what? I'm not going to say it's an unfair quote because it's accurate. Oh, God. The people are just tweeting me constantly about this AEW deal, and I'm like, can you guys just be patient?
That's been a hot topic.
This girl, Kimberly. I don't even know if that's the actual username. Mm-hmm. Kimberly says, when do they confirm this? We are in May. When they fucking confirm it.
Yeah.
That's my answer.
We're doing questions now?
No. But wait, I'm trying to find. Oh, here we go. The Russian grapevine is crackling. Well, electricity. And the source of the buzz is the recent episode of the popular Beyond the Bell podcast. Andrew Zarian and Rich Stambolian dove headfirst into speculation that Mercedes, the star formerly known as Sasha Banks, might be eyeing a dramatic WWE return, potentially even a surprise number 30 entrant in the Royal Rumble. Listen, our conversation was, do you think she'll go back? And I said, right. Yeah, I think she will definitely go back.
Right. And I said number 30 in the Rumble.
And then you said number 30 in the Rumble, and then we laughed. I mean, why? It's not like a hot take.
No, it's not a hot take. It's interesting because I feel like, you know what? Knock on wood. There's more eyes on us.
And thank you
for
covering us.
Yeah, thank you for covering us. There's more eyes on us because we're doing the other show now. So it's like, you know, there's a lot of stuff and you're doing Observer. Guys, if you're watching and if you're reporting, just please figure out the context. Don't take stuff we say out of context because a lot of stuff we say is kind of joking around and joshing each other a little bit. You know, that's it.
That's it.
That's it. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. This is how big bad rumors get started. And then all of a sudden you get a DM from somebody saying,
why are you saying this?
Right. Why are you saying this about me?
Yeah.
You know? And then you're like, I don't know.
And then you know what's the shitty part? It's easy when I'm like, dude, I never said that. Right?
Right.
But when I'm like, yeah, but not in that context.
Yeah.
And you're effed anyway.
Context is king.
Yeah. So is cash.
Context is king.
Controversy is also. Controversy creates cash, and cash is king.
There you go.
Yeah. Let's see. Mariah May defeated Harley Cameron with Saray on the outside. Fine. Christian continues to take from Swerve. This was interesting.
I like this bit a lot. Yeah.
Christian says he was going to take everything from Swerve. Brian Cage and the Gates of Agony appear to come to the ring as backup, but they ended up attacking Swerve instead. Where was Prince Nana? He was not there.
Yeah.
They would end up putting Swerve through a table. Backstage, you can see Christian shaking hands with the Young Bucks, confirming some sort of alliance.
I do like that. I do like that whole bit where they're kind of like making factions happen.
Because who did they do that with? They did that with someone else too, the Bucks. They created a light association with somebody else. Coupled last week or this week? I can't remember. Who was that?
Like the heel handshakes.
Yeah.
They're getting the heel guys over. It's cool. I like it. I didn't see the Gates of Agony turning on Swerve, so that was cool. And Brian Cage also. So
it was good to take him away from that.
But that's a good, that'll be a good match. Brian Cage Swerve.
Yeah.
Christian Cage Swerve. You know, Swerve versus everybody.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to lead to good stuff, hopefully. And I guess, is that the end of the Mogul Embassy?
It has to be.
Right?
Gates of Agony.
No, because
Mogul Embassy.
Like Swerve's, like, faction.
Yeah.
You know? I think Swerve works as a solo guy.
Yeah, but where does Nana go? I don't think Nana should be taken away from him.
No, not at all. Not at all. I think he should be like, that's the next step. Like, Christian Cage kidnaps Prince Nana.
Oh, man.
Right?
That'd be fun.
And Swerve just doesn't care. He's just like, all right, dude.
Switchblade Jay White defeated Rocky Romero.
Fun match.
Pac came out when BCG tried to beat down Romero after the match. All right, fun. I'm glad that they're doing singles with Jay White. Mm-hmm. It looks like it's going to be Pac and Jay White soon. Great. Yeah. I'm excited for that. Yeah, fantastic match.
How'd you feel about Dry Pac?
Why was he so dry?
Folks were like really poo-pooing Dry Pac.
Why was he so dry?
I looked up real quick and I thought it was Mike Bennett.
Everybody's like, he looked like he ate Seth Rollins.
Oh, boy.
Because he's still jacked,
yeah,
you know?
He's jacked.
He was just dry. Listen, he could have ate last night. You don't know.
Yeah.
My abs are popping when I starve myself for 3 days.
Too much salt. Listen, over a certain age, can't be messing with that salt
anymore.
No,
that's why I keep warning this fucking guy about those martinis.
Who, Jonathan?
Jonathan.
Yeah.
And I also warned Silvana about those martinis.
It's not, you know, I think for ladies, it's a little different. For guys, for sure. You know?
Yeah. I bloat up tremendously.
You get real bloated.
I love the teenies.
With the salt.
Oh, man, a dirty martini. Maybe tonight I'll get dirty martini drunk.
Yeah, an apple teen.
Can we have morning martinis?
Yeah.
I've done 11:30 martinis.
Oh, yeah.
How early is too early for martinis?
Anytime before 11 o'clock.
Okay. Yeah.
After 11, fair. Totally acceptable. Because I've done like corporate lunches where we have been at Del Frisco's at 11:25, and we're everybody's ordering a martini.
A screwdriver is acceptable.
Lunchtime.
Screwdriver is acceptable at 8.
Question. Yeah, screwdriver is acceptable in the morning.
So is an Irish coffee.
Bloody Mary.
Oh, yeah.
Bloody Mary.
Follow-up question.
Yeah.
Mimosa.
Does Silvana drink martinis or wear martinis?
Both. It depends on how many she's in.
It depends on if there's a cameraman.
Yeah, it depends if there's a cameraman that bumps into her.
Ah, yeah, that's right. She's poor girl.
Yeah.
She got tie-dyed.
Not
on purpose.
Chris Jericho and Big Bill defeated Mo Jabari?
Yeah.
Okay, Mo Jabari. And Harlan Abbott. So the story here is that he's a disingenuous babyface again.
Which I like.
And he announced the wrong city. You know, people are hating this Jericho thing. I'm not as against it as people are. I like that he's back in the undies.
Oh, yeah. I think people are coming around to him a little bit.
A little bit. They're coming around now.
Because he's such a dick.
Yeah, he's so good.
And he changed the name of the belt to the For the World title.
Is that what he did?
Great, great. Listen, Big Bill looks tremendous.
What are you going to do with him?
I don't know,
man. Is he too big for there?
In what regard?
Size-wise.
Like, size-wise, because everybody... Well, I don't think they portray him as the classic big man.
They should.
I feel like they should. I feel like they should. He should be the fucking Kane.
He's such a good Kevin Nash. He could be such a good Kevin Nash type big guy.
Yeah. He should be the enforcer for everybody. Like, just destroy, like, oh, shit, it's Big Bell, and he just murders everybody.
Adam Copeland.
Classic wrestling booking.
Yeah. Adam Copeland defeated Brody King to retain the TNT title in a no DQ. This was great. Copeland seemed to be getting more aggressive, just like Malachi wants.
Yeah.
Is he turning back into Brood Edge? Can you do that?
Can you do
that? Yeah, he got poisoned by the mist.
Well, here's the thing. When I watched that on Wednesday, I thought to myself, I wonder if they had a conversation where Adam Copeland was like, this was my original idea for Judgment Day.
Oh, interesting.
Can we do this?
You know what? I could see some elements of that being incorporated. Yeah.
Because Malachi is like, he's not so much the spooky guy as he's like the Satan guy.
Why did he left Judgment Day? Because they were going more like spooky, like they wanted to incorporate what? Like
I forgot what special... It was either going more spooky or not spooky enough.
I think they were going way more spooky. Yeah. Like they were going to become like whatever.
But they didn't.
They didn't. I think because they realized how dumb that would be.
Yeah. I don't know.
Edge? I want him to control. I want him to control magnetism.
I would have loved it. Let's go back 2 seconds. For Damian Priest, I would love him to have electricity powers like The Undertaker.
Yeah, great.
For Edge, it's got to be fire.
Edge has to have fire.
It
powers.
Has to be fire, you know?
Like he shoots it from his arm?
Shoots it. He can do... I wouldn't be... Honestly, I wouldn't be opposed to if they do the Kane thing with Edge.
Jesse becomes like a monster. Just like
he does the thing, you know, because of Malachi. He's so evil.
He's just so evil. He turns into Cain and he wears a mask.
Like Beyond the Brood Edge, you know?
Okay.
That should have been the name of
Beyond the Brood.
Beyond the Brood.
Beyond the Brood should have been the show. It's all about Edge and Christian and Gangrel. Also, Kenny Omega was on the show from his hospital bed, pre-recorded, and he announced Anarchy in the Arena. At this moment, our wise producer messages me. He's like, oh, Kenny's coming back at Double or Nothing.
I have to explain
this. And I'm like, what? Because I knew who was in this match, okay? I knew FTR, Danielson, and Eddie. It's against the Elite, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, oh.
So let's peel back the curtain.
He's going to take Eddie's spot, or he's taking Danielson's spot, right? Like when I was like, what happened here? And I'm like, I'm looking. I'm not seeing a thing written about this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you fool. He just announced it.
So let's pull back the curtain a little bit. While this was going on, you and I were on the phone talking about X-Men.
Yeah, we were.
And all of a sudden you're like, what's happening? And like, we both have AEW on in the background. And we're like, did we miss something?
I'm like, how did I miss this?
Yeah. OMG.
Do you want the answer? What happened?
Yeah, tell me.
He fell asleep. He had a dream.
No. So I'm watching this, and in my brain, I think I was like, I didn't know if the whole injury was as bad as it was. I goes, maybe they're setting him up for some sort of triumphant return at Double or Nothing. Mm-hmm. And then he made that announcement, and the way he said it, he said, in two more people. Mm-hmm. And in my brain, so the problem was, he said, against the Elite. Because Anarchy in the Arenas used to be 5-on-5s, I, for some reason, thought that Elite had 5 people in it. And then I realized, oh, wait, they don't. Mm-hmm. After,
why do you sound like you're on an AM idiot radio?
Because maybe I am.
He's using a CB radio.
Yeah, dude. He's talking into a baguette.
MG, what's your CB radio handle?
I don't know.
CRV5622.
MG, never change, but please change. Here is the updated lineup for Double or Nothing. We have Anarchy in the Arena, as confirmed by our producer, MG Geek. The Elite, Young Bucks, Kazuchika Okada, and Jack Perry versus FTR, Brian Danielson, and Eddie Kingston. I love it.
Love it.
I love it. TBS title, Willow Nightingale defends against Mercedes Moné.
This is going to be very telling, this match.
Yes.
On Mercedes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. AEW Women's Championship, Toni Storm defends against Serena Deeb. This is going to be on May 25th, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or 26th.
Sunday?
26th, Sunday, right? International title, Roderick Strong defends against Will Ospreay. That's going to be
so Ospreay banger. Takes this?
Oh, yeah. 100%. Okay. AEW World Championship, Swerve Strickland defends against Christian Cage. I wonder if they pull like a complete surprise and have Christian Cage win, but then lose it on Wednesday back to Swerve.
You know, I would...
I'd be okay with that.
There's not so many instances of that working, right? Yeah. Or like them people doing this, where you win on a Sunday and you lose on a Wednesday, or you lose on Monday.
Yeah.
You know what stands out to me? Kane winning.
Yeah,
Kane winning that first blood match in that triple threat first blood match, and then Austin taking it back the next day. You know what? It's a swerve just to swerve you.
Yeah.
Not bad to do it with Swerve.
I love that. I think one of Mankind's reigns was like that too. It was like less than a week.
You don't get too many of those, but why not?
Yeah. I'd love to see that again. I always got a kick out of it where it's like, oh, you know?
Because you know what it also does? Like, okay, you know what? Swerve's had the title for not that long, so you're not messing up any kind of like record.
Yeah.
But he will become a 2-time champion. And he'll show some sort of like, okay, it was a fluke that he lost.
Right.
He comes back. He comes back strong and wins strong on the next day. And you're also intrigued because you don't expect him to win.
Right.
You're expecting some sort of shenanigans. I'm okay with that. I would not hate it. I don't think they'll do it, but I don't dislike that way of booking.
Fluke lost to Christian with a lot of interference. The Wednesday rematch, 2-minute match, Swerve destroys him with 2 finishers. Gets a title back.
Have they done any kind of like, I'm talking about AEW, right? Have they ever told a story like somebody just, he just doesn't have it right now and they lose the title that way, but they come back strong and they win it again?
I don't think they've done that yet.
They haven't said like, I thought MJF, they were going to go in that direction with everybody like go gunning for him and he's just physically exhausted.
Yeah.
I thought that would have been the way to end it. Whatever. It is what it is. What do we have here for New Japan?
It's a New Japan resurgence on Saturday, May 11th, tomorrow. It's a pay-per-view on New Japan World starting at 9:30
yes,
p.m.
Yes, it's a pay-per-view. It's not free.
Right. We're getting a lot of matches on this card. Mustafa Ali versus Leo Rush. It's on the kickoff.
Okay.
You're getting Rocky and Ishii versus Jack Perry, Ren Narita, and Evil. And okay. DKC. Tom Lawler and Fred Rosser versus Gerald Nelson and Royce Isaacs. Naito and Yota Tsuji versus Kenta and Dave Finley.
All right, cool.
Be great. Tanahashi versus Zack Sabre Jr. TMDK defends against El Fantasmo and Hikuleo, the new GOD. Jeff Cobb defends against Lance Archer for the World Television title.
Okay, cool.
That's cool. It would be cool if Archer brought that title back to AEW. NJPW Strong Women's Championship, Stephanie Vaquer defends against Alex Windsor. Never Openweight, Shingo defends against Yuya Uemura. That should be good. Strong Openweight Champion, Eddie Kingston. New Japan Strong Openweight Champion, Eddie Kingston defends against Gabe Kidd in a no ropes last man standing match. This is interesting. So do they take that title off of Eddie?
That's his last title.
Right.
I think you should.
Okay. IWGP World Heavyweight Champion John Moxley defends against Shota Umino. Man, years in the making.
Yeah, you're into this.
Years in the making. I'm into it. It would be interesting if Shooter got the belt.
If Shooter got the belt,
But I think this is going to end with a hug.
Maybe.
Like, you tried your best, kid.
You know, they're building to Forbidden Door now.
Yeah.
So, you know what I was thinking? You know, I don't know how people would love this if it's too soon, but you could do Ospreay and Okada and both titles. You unify those titles, the International and the Continental.
We've talked about how that should be at Wembley, not Forbidden Door, right?
I think you should win the title at Wembley. The title.
Ospreay.
Yeah.
Do you think that's too much too soon?
If someone's hot, you go with it, right? Okay. And he's so hot.
He's very hot. White hot. White hot baby face.
Yeah.
Guys, it's time for questions. If you have a super chat, we'll answer your question first. And if not, that's cool. Bless you.
I coughed.
You coughed. Yeah, bless you anyway.
Thank you.
Pretty man.
And also with you.
All right. So are you ready for questions?
Yeah. Let's do it.
Is WBD losing the NBA rights the beginning of the end for them on cable? Do you think AEW's TV will air on both cable and streaming?
$2.5 billion is the offer from NBC. Wow. A year. Mm-hmm. And it's not even their A-level programming. I think it's like C-level programming or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
That is a lot of money.
Yeah.
I cannot see WBD paying that. I know that they came out with a statement saying that they're still actively talking to them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're hoping that they would stay, but... I you know, it's funny. I was talking to somebody about this, and from AEW, and they're like, "What do you think? This is a positive or a negative?" I said, "I don't know. I don't know if this is a positive or negative because if the NBA is off of TNT,
yeah,
or TBS, that station is dropping. You know, they're gonna go into a whole different category as far as ranking goes.
Yeah."
Does it matter? And also, you have to look at $2.5 billion a year is an astronomical number that you're not going to recoup.
Right.
Maybe NBC can. I can't. And remember, and that's national. I don't know. Turner doesn't have that arm.
Right, right.
It just, that's the reality of it. So I don't know if that's what it's going to imply here for AEW. I know that the contract negotiations are very active. I said this before. If it's happening soon, realistic soon, they would have to most likely work hard to get it announced at Upfronts on Wednesday.
Right.
Right? That's when you would want it. It's going to be very telling how far along they are. If they are near that line, if they're about to come to that finish line, they're going to aggressively try to get it done for Upfronts.
For sure.
Because you get a lot of the media attention there. Outside of that, I have not heard anything other than what I... have said on the show.
Okay.
So I don't know if this is a negative or not. I think for the station, it's a negative. Right. I don't know. And do they at this point then say, man, we've got to keep AEW because it's important for us to keep the rating up? You know, a product that has close to a million viewers.
Mm-hmm.
That's live first run programming 52 weeks out of the year. I mean, that's an important thing to have.
Right. Exactly. Instead of a seasonal.
Instead kind of thing, syndication.
Yeah.
Syndication. You know, where your ad sales are lower because it's not first run.
Right.
So I don't know. It's up in the air right now.
Next question. We got a super chat here from Paul Anthony Moss. Thank you, Paul. The other day, we saw Disney WBD supposed to start up a new streaming bundle this summer. Does this have any impact on the AEW new deal?
No, I think it's a pod. I think this is a positive.
Absolutely.
So that would include, it would be Disney Plus, Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
Is ESPN in this bundle?
I think it might be.
Yes,
it is. And yeah. and WBD.
Right.
Fascinating.
Very fascinating.
There's going to be options, though, where like you could get it without ESPN or you could get it without Max and you could just do the HBO Disney.
So I have the bundle now. I have the Hulu Live TV.
Right.
ESPN and Disney.
Yeah.
That it's all under one. They automatically convert it that way.
Right.
Like if you have all three, same username, it's done. So I don't know. I think this is a positive for them for sure because we could see it's so many services.
It is.
And it's now defeated the purpose of cord cutting, which was the initial purpose of this. You cut the cord because you were tired of paying $160 for cable TV.
Yeah.
So you started paying $9.99 a month. Max is like 20-something bucks.
Yeah.
A month.
Unless you're grandfathered in.
I don't know. I'm paying like $21 a month or whatever the hell I'm paying.
I'm paying $14.99 because I still have cable. So it's,
oh, because you have cable.
Because it's still on my Spectrum.
Got it.
On my Spectrum account.
Listen, I'm paying for Hulu. I'm paying for YouTube TV. I'm paying for Max. I'm paying for Paramount. I'm paying for this. It's crazy.
And do you watch everything?
I don't watch a thing.
It's just there.
It's just there.
You like to know it's there.
It's crazy. I don't watch a thing. I watch no TV.
Yeah.
I watch a couple shows. That's it.
It's fast. That's how they get you. It's fascinating.
How
and also,
get you.
Never discount the mouse.
Ah, that mouse is something.
I know. I've been talking about that mouse for years.
Yeah.
This is from Amir. Thank you, Amir. Do you think AEW is working wrestling media with injury news as of late? Do you think MJF and Omega both actually had surgery and are still out indefinitely? Do you think Chuck Taylor's career ender is real?
No, none of it is real. I don't believe MJF had surgery.
Mm-hmm.
I think they are trying to make you think he's not coming back soon. I think Kenny is actually
hurt.
Yeah. Hurt. I mean, his thing is that's legit, obviously.
There's kayfabe, and then there's...
They were all hurt. They were all... I mean, MJF needed time off. His shoulder was bad. He went to that chiropractor, remember?
Yeah.
That Kenny went to right before he took time off. I don't think MJF has gotten surgery. I don't think he's going to get surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Could he show up at Double or Nothing? I would hope so, if he's ready. Kenny, I don't know what his status is.
Double or Nothing and worst case scenario Forbidden Door at the end of June for MJF because that's at the UBS.
Yeah, I mean, listen, man, you're in Long Island, right? How do you not have MJF just show up? Whether or not he's ready or not, I would think that they would want him to show up at UBS.
Right.
Earliest Double or Nothing, the latest maybe Forbidden Door. I don't know about Kenny, though.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's... They're going to involve him in programs.
Yeah.
You know, obviously he's going to be involved soon. I don't know when his return would be. And Chuck Taylor, he is injured.
Yeah.
So.
Companies always have the habit of blowing it up worse than it is. You know, that's kayfabe, but that's part of the business.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think they're lying outright, but that goes with it. Let's see here. This is from Henry Bears. Would AEW benefit more from Ospreay being international champ and show up in all the European countries to grow AEW?
They want to run European shows, which I heard that they do want to run more European shows.
That would help, yeah.
Listen, it's a very easy thing.
Yeah.
As an American company, you go to Europe, you're going to do well.
Yeah, 100%.
100%. They don't get the content there live, so... Mm-hmm. It's always going to do well. Why not capitalize on it? That's why WWE's running seven shows outside of the country.
Listen, if that French show is any indication, forget it.
You think they could run an AEW show in France?
I think so. Absolutely.
Hold on, I'm getting a call.
I think so.
I'm getting a call.
Hello?
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 Who's there?
Oh, shit. I think I have the wrong number. Who is this?
Oh, there I am. Is it French Tony Khan?
Is this Andre Zarian, my favorite French podcaster?
I'm not French.
Ah, you lie. You lie. You lie so good, it hurts.
Did you go to the WWE show? Did you secretly go?
You know, I was very upset they did not contact me. It was right in my backyard. Literally, I own the arena. It was right in my backyard. I could see it from my window.
Hey, you weren't invited.
I was not invited.
What did you think of the crowd?
Hot. I could hear it from my bathtub as I was smoking cigarettes.
Oh, man. Did you watch any of it?
Smoking cigarettes and eating macarons.
What did you think of the main event? Cody and AJ Styles.
It was wonderful. I'm so glad I fired Cody Rhodes.
Why?
You know, too much for me. Too much with the cape and the Homelander.
And what do you think of the tattoo?
Blonde hair.
Do you like the tattoo?
The neck too?
Yeah.
I do wish it got bigger and covered his entire body.
You want it to get bigger?
It has France colors, which
it does.
Makes me very horny for it.
But it's American, red, white, and blue.
It is American. But France is also red, white, and blue. Yeah. Sacre bleu. Sacre bleu chew. That's what I thought of the backlash.
Did you take one in the bathtub?
Oh, you have no idea.
How many blue chews do you take?
I take 6 blue chews.
Yeah.
I light,
wow, that's a lot.
I light a very long cigarette. I get a classic 3-pack of pornos from the gas station.
Okay.
I have a cantilever.
Okay, what?
With a cantilever.
A candy lever.
A cantilever.
Okay.
A lever with a string on it.
Uh-huh.
With a plugged-in toaster hovering above the bathtub.
Wow, that's unbelievable. That is, you know what happened to the guy from Kung Fu, right?
I don't know where I got that idea from, but
yeah.
A toaster hovering over the full bathtub, hot water, macarons.
Wow, that's nice.
Wine from the Bordeaux region of my country.
Okay.
And then when it's time to hit the climax,
okay.
The G1 climax,
yeah, yeah,
is what I call.
That's what you
when
call.
It happens, I call it the G1 climax. I pull the cantilever and sploosh and in more ways than one.
Is there any stars involved? Now,
one more time? One more time? I didn't quite catch that, Andre. Oh, happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you, French Tony. Are there any stars involved?
I see? Or
how many stars?
I see a lot. Trust me, when I drop that toaster into the bathtub, I see a lot of stars.
Now, can you comment on the WBD AEW negotiations?
Honestly, I wish people would stop asking me about this. I will walk out of my beautiful chateau. And people are like, what are you doing with the Warner Brothers Discovery Channel? I can't give you an answer. You have to wait until the upfronts.
Is there
usually I wait until the go-behinds.
What goes on at the go-behinds?
Something very similar to the whole bathtub 3 porno situation that I've created. In my life.
Well, can I ask you a personal question?
Shoot.
What kind of pornos are you reading?
Oh, that's a good question. There are a few penthouses from the late 90s.
A Bob Cucciolo?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. There are some really gnarly hustlers that are in there. And sometimes, you know, I'm French, so, you know, sometimes I like the hairy ladies.
Where do you keep all of the pornos?
Under the bathtub.
Oh, okay.
Where do you keep your pornos?
Well, thank you, French Tony Khan, for joining us.
Thank you. I'm sorry I called the wrong number. Happy birthday, Andrew Darian.
Thank you. Rich, did you catch any of that?
I went to the bathroom.
Yeah, you didn't catch any of it?
I missed the entire thing.
That was the most unhinged he's ever been.
Is he doing okay?
He said that he enjoyed Backlash.
Cool.
It
was right in his backyard, right?
It was right in his backyard, he said. He was watching it from his window. He wasn't invited. Mm-hmm. And he took a bath.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, it was a very...
I don't know why you're laughing so hard. I guess he really tickled your fancy this time.
He did tickle my fancy. Hold on, he may be on there. French Tony Khan, did you tickle my fancy with this call?
I thought you hang up.
Why are you still here?
I couldn't. You know how sometimes when you hang up the landline, it doesn't really hang up until the other person hangs up?
No.
I think you didn't hang up, and I'm still here.
Oh, you're still here. Okay, I'll hang up on you. Thank you.
Have a macaroon for me.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, he's done.
Yeah.
He's done.
He's done.
All right, what else do we have? Any other questions?
I heard that.
You heard that part.
I think he got a little intimidated that I was here.
Yeah.
Between the two of you, from Cadillac Carson, between the two of you.
Yeah.
Who's winning a thumb wrestling match? I'll call it right now.
No, Rich.
No. Time limit draw, but our thumbs kiss at the end.
Oh, yeah, they kiss, but we draw them kissing like this. One, two, three, four. I declare. Oh.
Or I'll come closer. Oh,
hold on, hold on.
Switch the camera.
I'm pressing the wrong buttons.
That's how he goes to sleep.
That's how he goes to sleep.
That's how I go to sleep. I cuddle him from behind and I put my thumb in his mouth.
Didn't I do
that
to you at the SmackDown where we hung out with Steph?
Yes.
I was so stoned for that entire thing. I ended up taking your fingers and putting it in my mouth and taking a photo and posting it.
My wife was very disturbed by that picture.
She was so gross by it.
It's a bad picture and it gets sent in the group chat every.
Oh, yeah. Every now and then.
MG, where is your fresh out of the shower picture, man?
Oh, sorry.
Didn't shower today.
I was
oh,
you didn't shower today.
Do you know what's funny? I don't want Tony to know about French Tony Khan.
Tony Maselli?
Tony Maselli. Angela! Mona! What was the daughter's name?
Angela?
It's Mona!
You know, honestly, I forgot.
Jessica!
Alyssa Milano. I forgot her name.
What was Alyssa Milano's name on there?
On Who's the Boss?
Yeah.
Damn.
Mr. Belvedere? What are you doing here?
Were you a Belvedere fan?
I love Mr. Belvedere.
Me too, man. Yeah. That's such a great show.
You don't want some stuffy English guy living in your house and just cleaning
charming.
Up after you?
He's whimsical. So you don't want real TK to find out about FTK.
One day I'm going to get that message, that like text from him. He's like, what the fuck is this?
He might be like, I love it.
Oh, I hope so. Do you...
I love
you know, it. I know you're going to piss everybody off at that press conference.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You have two things you're going to do.
What?
I know what you're going to do.
Put
you're going to ask Tony to see if he wants to see your little dance.
Yes, that's number one.
Samantha.
Samantha. Yeah, Samantha.
Samantha. Angela.
Mm-hmm.
And then I want you to start asking the questions with the French accent.
What if I just put French Tony Khan on a speakerphone and was like...
A friend has a question?
My friend has a question. Or, you know what? If I had MG on the speakerphone.
Hold on. I just got a text message.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't fucking believe that bit. That's what it just said.
From who?
A friend of ours.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was like, I don't know what they're talking about. Anyway, back to questions.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Oh, hey, this is from Alex. Hey, Matt.
Our Alex?
No. Alex is he's a sneaky guy. He never goes into the chat room.
Oh, he just watches.
He just watches and texts me.
Mm. How does he watch?
He goes, talk about wrestling harder.
Through a globe. He watches through a fucking globe.
He's a wizard. He's
just... Yo, he is a wizard, that guy.
Yeah.
He's the best.
Shout out to Greek Easter at Alex's. Hey, guys.
Christos Anesti.
Yeah. Hey, guys. Greetings from Greece. I was in Lyon for Backlash, and it was amazing. There was only one act that nobody cared for. AOP and Karrion Kross. Wow. Why do you think they're not over at all? Interesting.
I don't know.
Wow. For that crowd?
I don't know. That's a great question. I think AOP hasn't been on TV long enough. And I think, honestly, you want my answer? If they were establishing the AOP and Karrion Kross stuff on Raw,
mm-hmm.
I think it would resonate more.
Yes.
Yeah. I think SmackDown was so full at the time. Here's the reality. From like Survivor Series on, you only gave a shit about the Bloodline and The Rock and Cody.
Yeah.
Right? And they established this new faction around that time. Everybody takes a hit, just like LA Knight. LA Knight took a hit. His stock kind of dropped a little bit, but when he went to France.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. The only problem with putting the AOP and Cross on Raw is that you have Judgment Day.
They could be too spooky, you know, guys.
I think you can't have two. It's like Judgment Day and then Judgment Guys. You can't have like the same thing, you know. Yeah. Unless you switch them, would you be okay with switching them?
You could have switched them.
Judgment Day SmackDown.
Yeah, you could have done that, and it would have kind of, you know, I don't think Judgment Day would have suffered being on SmackDown. I think this crew has suffered a little bit.
Do you think, this is from Jay Anon, do you think that AEW
Excuse me? He's one letter off, dude.
I don't know if it's Jay Anon or John On.
I think he's one letter off.
Sorry, dude. Do you think that AEW...
MG got excited. Did you see that?
It's MG's burner.
Yeah. He even fucked that up with a typo.
Do you think AEW should create its own version of an annual 30-man
They have it. Battle Royal? They have it.
No, they have that confusing thing.
I hate
on
it.
On the road to All In.
Yeah.
What would you call it, and what would you think of Rumble Royale?
We don't got no Royal Rumble, but we got a Rumble Royale. They have it. They have the Battle Royal that they do at Double or Nothing.
With the Jokers and all that stuff.
Yeah, that's... They modified it a couple times. Remember, yes, it was team thing? You had, your colors and your spades and whatever. I don't think you need to complicate this.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you can't call it a Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
But God damn it, nobody's been able to do this other than them?
I would call it the Top Rope Grope.
The Top Rope Grope.
The Top Rope Grope. We got, because you got to grope the guy to push him over.
You could call something. I mean, I'm curious if that match, nobody wants to go really near it.
Because it's identified, unless you do it better than WWE.
You can't, but you're going to have to change the rules. I think AEW can close.
You could do War Games. You could do Survivor Series. You can do any, you can do a Hell in a Cell, but they could, you know, they called it, what did they call it when they did their cell match?
Oh, the, what do they call it?
With,
Blood and Guts.
Blood and Guts.
Yeah. Okay. You could do that.
Yeah,
but you can't do like a Rumble, like a direct Rumble ripoff. You know, you could even do Sturgis in AEW.
I would love them to do Sturgis.
Right?
I don't think that crowd would be happy with AEW.
No. Do you think they have a, you know what? Does AEW have a biker guy?
Do they need a biker guy?
Yeah, I feel like WWE has always had a ton of biker guys. Even Triple H came out on that big tricycle.
Yeah, they all had a bike fetish at one point.
Baron Corbin, Undertaker, yeah.
Yeah, I would love them to do a good Royal Rumble. I mean, the Casino Battle Royale is what they really do, which makes sense. I have to tell you, there's been a number of times that I've watched it and I thought, man, this is not good. And then they've done one that's this was the best battle royal I've seen.
Yeah. AEW has really good battle royals.
They've done really good ones, but they've also done really bad ones.
That first one that they had was still unbelievable. I still think about that spot between MJF and Billy Gunn.
But yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
That was great. But you know what the difference is? It is not the main event.
Right.
And when it's not the main event, it's never going to feel as important. If WWE had a Royal Rumble, right, and it was just on a regular pay-per-view, let's say they do their Royal Rumble at Survivor Series, or they do it at, you know, Backlash or whatever every year, and it's an introductory match with a bunch of scrubs, nobody's going to care. If AEW took this and made it the main event and named it something, the Casino Royale or whatever you call it, and it's your big Royal Rumble match, then it could work. But then you're battling the optics of you just ripped WWE off.
Exactly. Which is
WCW
tough.
Tried that.
Did they?
They tried a Rumble. It didn't work. Also, they had World War III, remember?
Yeah. I used to love that. I'd watch that all the time.
I've never seen a good one.
I hated it.
I never seen a good one, but I was so intrigued.
Yeah.
You were in one?
No, I was there. I might as well have been. You can say there was 45 people.
The Macho Man.
Dude, he went in as Doc Murdoch. Nobody fucking knew.
Stop asking Nobody could tell. Dick Murdoch.
Dick Murdoch. Yeah, he went in as Doc Murdoch. Nobody had a clue. Yeah.
MG, I would love to have seen you in your prime in a wrestling ring. Because you were jacked, right? You did competitive weightlifting?
At some point. Yeah, at some point. I was in my early 20s. I was pretty fit.
Did you do strongman shit?
Dude, he would crush apples with his hands.
I did see you throw a full keg out the window once.
Yeah, it all out.
God, real nuts.
He went bonkers at that show in Chicago.
Sip a sangria and went absolute apeshit.
In the Chili's.
He was what is this? I've never, international, I've never had these flavors
before.
Dude,
he turned into feral Wolverine, started chasing Denise around that Chili's. Poor Denise. All right, what else do we have?
Let's see. In honor of Tom Brady, In honor of the roast of Tom Brady, which wrestler should get a roast? That's tough, man. I feel like a lot of these guys are sensitive. I don't know. That's a rumor I've heard. Who would be a good receiver of a roast?
You want like to be a real receiver, roast? But I vote Punk. Punk would be a good roast to watch.
Punk would be a good roast. But you also need a guy who's got celebrity friends. Cena would be great.
I think Cena would be fantastic. The Rock, Hogan.
Rock would have to.
Does Hogan have a sense of humor?
Rock would have to QC all those jokes.
Yeah, he would.
I think Hogan has a sense of humor, but I also think...
Flair would not.
I think Hogan has a sense of humor. Weren't they supposed to do that a few years ago? That Star Blast or whatever that thing was called?
Yeah, the rest of Ric Flair.
Yeah.
Starcast.
Star Blast. Copyrighted, Andrew. Copyrighted. Starblast.com.
Hogan would receive it well. Tori Belaya would not be happy.
I think Hogan would act like he took it well, but then really harbor grudges.
Cody?
Cody would be good. Again, you need celebrity friends. So Cody's got a few, right?
Snoop Dogg.
Snoop. Arrow.
Yeah.
Shaq.
Yeah.
Hey, baby, Shaq.
Excuse me? What was that?
Excuse me?
What was that weird noise that just came out of your mouth?
You trying to get me canceled, dude?
I feel like he thought Shaq and out came Elvis.
Why did he do like a... He did like an Andre. Like, slam. That's... All right, what else do we have?
Also, to clear the air, my Jerry Lawler impression is also my Jimmy Hart impression.
Oh, baby! Yeah. Oh, come here, baby. Hold my baby.
Oh. This is from Paul Anthony Moss. Assuming Camille is signed to AEW, do you see her showing up at Double or Nothing in some capacity? Muscle for Mercedes? Ooh, that's good.
No, I think you bring Camille when Mariah turns on Tony, or they, you know, I think Tony just brings in Camille as her muscle. I think Mariah's fantastic.
Oh, absolutely.
And man, she is really good. And I'm glad that it's working.
Jericho would have been a good roasty.
Goldberg can't take a joke.
No.
Was she about my daughter?
Do you know, this is from Heron's Gaming. Do you know if Tony Khan has some sort of exclusivity deal with Wembley for wrestling built off their relationship with the Jags? WWE at Wembley kills All in my opinion.
I don't think he has an exclusive. Yeah, I don't think there's an exclusive there.
Isn't the story WWE wants to get paid by the venue?
And that's part of it, right? WWE wants to get paid by the city. And like Vegas. Vegas got WrestleMania. They moved it. Minneapolis was in the lead. Now it's going to be Las Vegas. And it's going to be on Easter week. Like Easter weekend is WrestleMania.
Yeah.
So it's funny because Dave posted this in The Observer, and I could confirm 100% because I got off... I work with Vegas.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I was going to talk about it on the show. I was actually going to put a tweet out, but Dave scooped me in the Observer.
Oh.
Essentially, that is the worst week in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
For business. Okay. It is like there's no other week that's worse than that. Every I'm sure it can happen, but consistently. Easter week, it's empty. Vegas sucks.
Yeah.
And they realize they could generate revenue. If they pay for WrestleMania, it'll generate revenue for that city.
Yeah.
WrestleMania generated like $200-something million in revenue for New York when they were here.
Generate some tourism?
It'll generate tourism. I don't know how willing people are to give up Easter.
I think more people...
You're going to go?
I would go.
You will go. You give up Easter.
I already explained why I would give up Easter is because my family never did a big Easter.
Okay.
So it was always a very dour Easter.
Yeah.
You know, you on the other hand and everybody I know.
It's crazy.
Very happy Easter. A lot goes into it. But I also think, isn't the thought of a less crowded Vegas appealing to you?
Yeah. That's fantastic. But yeah. I'm curious. It's probably going to be cheaper, which is a positive.
Right.
Right, you're going to be able to get hotels for cheap because everybody historically knows that that's a bad week for them. I think Vegas is a great place. I cannot believe they're running Easter weekend. That's like bonkers to me. But
I also think it would attract full families.
It would attract full families.
Like, if you turn around to Jess and the kids and we're like, hey.
We had that conversation.
Yeah. And were they,
it's
were,
possible.
Were they stoked?
Yeah, it's possible.
Yeah. You know, like, hey, kids, like, well, you want to go to WrestleMania next year on Easter weekend? Yeah, I don't got to go to church. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is, okay. You know who'd be you know what I would like to see? I would like to see a Dave Meltzer roast, but it's the wrestlers delivering the jokes.
It would get really mean.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think it would get like too much?
Yeah. I think it'd get like, too much.
Beyond kayfabe?
Yeah, I've heard those conversations.
Can we do a roast of you guys?
No, thank you.
No. What are you, nuts?
Isn't this entire show a roast of me, though?
Yeah, it is.
100% all the time.
And the group chat. Don't forget the group chat.
There you go.
And then don't forget when I text you personally as well.
And then when we call you, when I have like family get-togethers and I get my relatives to give you the finger.
That is true.
Yeah. Nana and gave him the finger the last time.
You guys are
I know. You don't think they're building to Mariah May winning it off Tony at Wembley?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I think they're going to do, which would be great.
Guys, give us one good last question and we're going to get out of here for you.
Yeah, I got to go.
I got a question.
Uh-huh.
It's not a good one, so someone can still sell one in the chat. But after they go WrestleMania in Vegas, does Baron Corbin go broke again?
Oh, yeah. Maybe he can win his money again.
I'd love to see him win King of the Ring.
Again?
Yeah.
He was King Corbin.
He was.
Yeah.
I'd like to see it again.
Hmm.
That wouldn't be so bad. I have a lot of hope for that guy.
I know. You always had.
I like Baron Corbin. I think Gallows and Anderson should win the NXT tag team titles.
They're great, too.
And then reunite with Tama Tonga and Finn Balor. And then, you know, we get what we want.
Yeah. All right. One more question.
We may have to do two. This is from Cadillac Carson. If there was one thing you could change about Seinfeld, what would it be?
The way it ended.
Absolutely.
That finish was terrible.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They did come full circle with the last episode of Curb. This season, though.
They did.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So we got to watch it. They did build Tony versus Mariah May versus Mina. And Tony and Mina, great.
Mina's good.
Well. Yeah. It's going to be good stuff this year. You know, it's not going to be bad by any stretch of the mean. Brian Knight, why are the Mets a garbage organization? Go Phillies. No. Yuck. No.
Trash.
Listen, I just want Knicks basketball. Tonight, game 3, you think they're going to destroy the Pacers?
I'm curious. I don't know because that was that was rough.
White knuckling it.
Yeah.
Did I tell you that's I wouldn't be able to bet on sports because I feel like my anxiety would just be a million times worse than it already is with that stuff. I was sitting on my couch like this.
I know. I've been watching. Dude, and the Rangers, too.
The whole fourth quarter, yeah.
They're 7-0 in the playoffs right now. They're freaking on fire.
Who's next?
Ah! All right, one more.
There we go. Got a super chat. It's from Amir. We'll be in Asbury for C here now. Any recommendations on places to see? Asbury Park's great.
Okay, you're going to Asbury. Go to Bar Rye.
Yeah. Jersey Shore.
Go see my buddy Tommy, his spot. Go to DJs. You get the whole Jersey Shore experience.
Jonathan, what would you recommend?
What is that? Sad Pony, I think it's called, is a great venue to go to. Check out a local band or something.
And visit Jonathan.
See Here Now?
Pony, not the Sad Pony. Excuse
it sounds very aquatic.
Oh, yeah. It's a See Here Now. September 14th to September 15th. What is this?
Also, if you go to the Paramount Theater, it's right there by the convention hall. They have like bars all around there. I go to Asbury.
Oh, Bruce is performing too.
My buddy has a house.
There you go. Go see Bruce Springsteen, dude.
Yeah.
Go see The Boss. I've never seen Springsteen. I've always wanted to.
Hey, it ain't a beauty, but hey, you're all right. No, isn't that a song? Thunder Road? Talking about some ugly broad? Hey, you're not that good looking, but you're fine. I'll settle with you.
Can you do a Bruce Springsteen as if he was Billy Joel?
I don't like Bruce.
You're a Joel guy.
I'm a Joel guy.
You're a Joel man.
I don't like Bruce. I've never liked Bruce. Mm-hmm. I don't get Bruce.
Really?
Nope. Don't get him.
Because it looks like he worked in a garage?
And he's not a good mechanic.
He's
a terrible mechanic.
I like Bruce. I also like Springsteen, though.
Yeah. Stone Pony.
This is the last one.
Yeah.
You originally reported that Forbidden Door would be at Arthur Ashe Stadium. What changed?
What I was told is that they there was a conflict on the price of the venue because they're splitting it with New Japan.
Yeah.
And what they were going to do, they were going to run Arthur Ashe for Forbidden Door, and they were going to run Louis Armstrong for Grand Slam, the smaller venue. I don't know if this changes anything. They are going to run Grand Slam on the premise. I don't know if they're going to go back to Arthur Ashe for this, or they're going to run Louis Armstrong. But it was a logistic thing. That building is difficult to get in and out of.
Yeah.
It is. And you have certain things. It's part of the park. So it's not...
Yeah, yeah.
It's not as simple as going to UBS.
Which is a nicer, newer venue.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm sure, like, if you're bringing talent from other organizations over, I feel like that's the place to do it.
Yeah.
That's not the Garden.
Or listen, or maybe they realize the card they want to put together isn't going to happen, and they need a smaller building.
Yeah.
You know, that's a big 20,000 person stadium, and maybe they don't want to run that. It was weird because, I mean, I was told blatantly by multiple people about that arena being for Forbidden Door. I think it's weird that they moved it, like, last minute, but I will tell you this, a lot of things are changing very quickly in AEW. Before, things were kind of set in stone, so when you would hear something, it was generally happening.
Yes.
There's a Dynasty story there, too.
Right.
You know? Things are changing because it's new people are coming in. They're going in different directions. I don't know if this is a positive or a negative, but things change very rapidly there, opposed to it just staying the same. So that probably played a part in this.
Yeah. And you know what? At the end of the day, UBS is way easier to get to than Arthur Ashe.
Yeah.
That's the one from the last couple of years we've went there. Every single person that's not from New York
hates it.
Who's not from, I would say the local area, are like, this is stupid, you know? Because it's kind of, it's not hard to get to, but you have to jump through hoops to get there.
You got to take the train. You got to take the Long Island Railroad, or you got to take the train. Then you got to walk.
Right.
Right? Then you got to walk.
Driving ain't that pretty either.
Where the hell are you parking?
Yeah.
You know, it's a mess.
UBS is right off the highway.
Yeah.
And there's like plenty of stuff around there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's it.
I went to see the circus there.
Did you?
Yeah.
At UBS?
At UBS. Or at Arthur Ashe? UBS.
Oh, with the kids?
Yeah. It was nice. Great. Fantastic. Great show. All right, guys. That's it for this week. Love each and every one of you. I'm going to go die of old age. So you can tell me to go fuck myself. Goodbye.